From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Millions of people in the U.S. state of Florida dealing with heavy rains, high winds from Hurricane Irma as it makes its way north through the state. It has weakened as it continues to move across Florida with maximum sustained winds of 135 kilometers per hour. President Trump declared Florida a major disaster area and then spoke with reporters.
In times such as these, we see the strength and the resolve of the American spirit, and we see the kindness and courage of our people. With gratitude for our first responders and prayers for those in the storm's path, America stands united, and I mean totally united.
Before reaching Florida, Irma left at least 25 people dead across the Caribbean and virtually flattened some islands, including Barbuda, once a British colony. UK Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson speaks about the aid on the way to the region.
We're getting a huge amount of aid in there. You've got 500 UK troops in the region now. As I speak, we've got, I think, more than 50 British police going on their way to the British Virgin Islands and other places.
U.S. has deployed Navy, Marines, and Air Force to help the recovery efforts in Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands, and the Dutch Caribbean island of St. Martin, which also suffered severe damage. Death toll from cholera outbreak in Nigeria has risen now to 35 with nearly 1,300 cases. The UN Humanitarian Agency says more than 500 suspected cholera cases have been registered since the first was recorded last month by Nigerian health officials. UNICEF warning the disease threatens more than 1 million people, many living in displacement camps as a result of the Boko Haram insurgency. This is VOA News. United Nations Security Council will debate today a resolution that calls for new economic sanctions against North Korea. The resolution was drafted by the U.S. in response to Pyongyang's latest nuclear test, which is believed to have been a hydrogen bomb. Initial draft called for an oil and natural gas embargo of the North, along with a freeze on all foreign assets held by leader Kim Jong-un and his government. Diplomats are now saying that the revised draft was modified regarding oil and gas shipments and eliminates the freeze on Kim's financial assets. The new version was drafted after intense negotiations with Russia and China, which both have veto power in the Council. An offer of a month-long ceasefire by Muslim militants in western Myanmar has apparently been rejected, that by the government as a number of displaced Rohingya refugees seeking safe haven in Bangladesh has risen to nearly 300,000. The Rohingya Muslims have been fighting, they say, to protect their ethnic group from persecution by the military and members of Myanmar's Buddhist majority. The Dalai Lama, Buddhist, spoke about the plight of the Rohingya.
Those people, you see, who sort of harassing some Muslim, then they should remember Buddha helping, definitely help to those poor Muslim.
This latest round of violence has left 400 people dead. President Trump is preparing to preside over his first 9/11 commemoration in office. Nearly 3,000 people were killed on September the 11th, 2001, when hijackers flew commercial airplanes into New York's World Trade Center, the Pentagon outside of Washington, and a field near Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Remembrance is scheduled for about the same time the first plane struck the New York buildings. Pope Francis calling for an end to political violence in Venezuela, appealed to an end to modern forms of slavery as well as he wrapped up a trip to Colombia. Father Thomas Rosica of Canada's Salt and Light Television also advises the Vatican on the Pope's foreign visits.
This was a profoundly moving visit. It was successful on many levels. I think the Pope went to Colombia with a very specific mission to confirm the peace process that's underway, to recognize its fragility, and to let the Colombian people know that every one of them has a hand in making this successful, making this work.
Before leaving Cartagena, the Pope celebrated Mass for hundreds of thousands of people. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Ooh, yeah, mama, mama. Africa, welcome to your super show, the African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Hot, rocking, and beautiful sounds from across the African continent will come knocking at your doors. So I want you to relax because today I'm going to take you on a trip around Africa on disc. On the show today, my guest is going to be Gwendolyn Fungu from CRTV in Cameroon. She's right here in the Washington, D.C. area, and she talks to the African Beat. And so stay tuned. Don't go away. If you're out there in Cameroon, across the continent, wherever you are, I'll be talking to Gwendolyn Fungu from CRTV in Cameroon. But right now, let's start off the show today with testimony by Vicky Hassan, formerly Vicky Fauna, from Sierra Leone, from her latest album. And right after that, Babao by Damalis of Nigeria. But let's enjoy testimony right now. When we come back, my guest will be right here. Remember, it's Gwendolyn Fungu.
Can't you see my place is growing up?
Soul, the sound of Damalis, and before that, testimony by Vicky Hassan of Sierra Leone. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America.
Hi, everybody. My name is Gwendolyn Fungu, and I'm just so excited to be here. You're listening to African Beat on Voice of America with David Van D. Hey, don't you miss it for nothing.
Right, welcome back to the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I'm David Van Dee right here in Washington, D.C. Well, my guest on the show today is a beautiful lady from Cameroon. Yes, from my best place in Cameroon, and that is Bamenda. I don't know why, what is it with me and Bamenda, but whenever I hear the word Bamenda, it's like, I think I know that place, and I've not been there. And I've been promised on several occasions that somebody's going to take me to Bamenda. Naomi Queen Achu came here. She said, David, I have to take you to Bamenda. Shiri Achu came here. David, I have to take you. Huh? So what's it about Bamenda? Well, this beautiful lady hails from that wonderful place called Bamenda in Cameroon. And she's my guest today. She's in broadcasting. She's on television. And, you know, she's going to tell you the rest. But welcome, my guest. And that is Gwendolyn Fungu. Welcome to the African Beat, my dear.
Thank you so much. I feel so excited to be here today. Thank you so much, David, for having me on the show.
Well, that sounds great. And now, you know, I just told people that you're from Bamenda and you are into broadcasting. In few words, who actually is Gwendolyn Fungu?
Gwendolyn Fungu is a TV personality from Cameroon, working with the Cameroon Radio Television, the CRTV. I started off about 8 years ago. I came on board from a national audition where I emerged first. And the journey started. Thank you. I became the brand ambassador of a French company. And I started, my first TV show was the Cash TV show that was done by You in Lottery. And ever since, it's been a beautiful journey with the people. You know, it's just a beautiful experience every time.
I love that one. It's been a beautiful journey with the people. When you work, you know you're working for the people.
We're working for
them. And you have to keep them happy all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's the sweet voice of my guest today, Gwendolyn Fungu. But right now, we'll be coming back, and Gwendolyn has just given me some songs from Cameroon that she loves, and we're going to be playing those beautiful songs, and we recognizing all those big stars, those big names from Cameroon. We just want you to know that we love you guys out there. And so I'm going to start off with Sweet Bamenda, my Sweet Bamenda, and that is done for us by the Dog Star. So what is it about the Dog Star? Why did you like the song?
Actually, that song is just a beautiful song about the place where I come from. You know, they say there's no place like home. It just talks about Bamenda, and if you get to, you know, watch the video, you would understand he showcases the little things that make up Bamenda, the people of Bamenda, their traditional regalia, their food, the vicinity, you know, the landscape. Bamenda is just a beautiful place, and I just like the fact that he celebrated that place, and the fact that I come from there, I just have to love my sweet
Bamenda. Now you're making me eager to jump into the next plane and take me to Bamenda.
Oh, yes, you can take yourself to Bamenda like we're taking you right now with this beautiful song.
I
just
know.
Listen to the rhythm and you definitely feel like you're already in Bamenda.
In Bamenda. There we go. My sweet Bamenda. Let's enjoy this beat and we'll be right back.
Uno no se, na you be the best. Uno no se, na you be one mama. Eh. One mama. Eh. Oh, oh, oh. Come on, come on, come on. Let's do it now. My Bamenda.
Sons and daughters of this great northwest region of Cameroon. I want you to stand up and dance, because the time has come when we have to put our heads and hands together in order to build this our lovely and only region.
Bamenda, beautiful music from the Dog Star, right from the heart of Cameroon. And this is the African Beat on the Voice of America. I'm David Vander here in Washington. My guest today, Gwendolyn Fangu from Cameroon. And Gwendolyn, I know we're enjoying the music, we're loving the show, and I'm having a good time. I don't know about you.
Ooh, I'm excited. Let me say it that way. It's an understatement. Okay. I just feel so good. I feel at home, because whenever there's a microphone and then there's, you know, I just feel like, yes, just I'm just right at home.
Well, you know, let me tell you, I told my people, I say, one thing about me is that if I grow old, you know, I go gray and maybe one day I fell sick and people think that I'm not going to live again. I say there's one thing you should do to be sure of that. Come with a microphone.
Oh, yeah.
If I turn around and hold the microphone, know that I'm coming back.
Yeah.
If I don't hold the microphone, start
then
making preparations.
Then there's a problem. Yeah, there's just something about, you know, people who love microphones. You just can't get enough of it. No, you can't.
All right. So now let's look at what you're doing here in D.C. or New York or in America. What?
Well, I'm here on training. And, I'm doing broadcast journalism at the CUNY Graduate School of Journalism. And I'm also doing like an extension course at the New York Film Academy. Yeah, because I would love to be
New
able
York
to produce
Film
my
Academy.
Yes, for production.
For
and
production, okay.
Directing.
Then it means when I get into CRTV in Cameroon, definitely I'll be on the show.
Oh, definitely. I mean, we are doing a show completely. Like, we're doing a whole show together. We're bringing, you know, DC down to Yaoundé or to Bamenda, wherever it is that you'll be meeting us. We'll be burning the floors down.
Wow. and so what's the show about?
Well, the shows that I do back home in Cameroon, I've done a couple of shows in Cameroon. I did on radio, I did the Weekend Express, which is like a weekend wake-up show whereby people call in the morning. You know what it is when you wake up people in the morning, talk about societal issues, and then you bring up motivational scripts that can help people guide them through their day. Sometimes we do bring out some scriptures, some gospel music, just things that will help people start their day together.
Okay.
in a beautiful way. And then I also did Sensations, which is more into like the lovey kind of style of
the
it.
The intimate part.
You know, those little things that you have to
I used
do
to do one when I was back home, and it's called Heart to Heart.
Oh, yeah. Mine was
and that one comes late at night.
Yes. It has to happen after work, you know, when all the stress is down, when you've had maybe your dinner and then you're trying to have a cool night out with, you know, your special one. You want to do certain things together. Like we just talk about little things that bring couples together, those little things that cause trouble.
The way you are describing the show, don't be a troublemaker in that place.
I am definitely not a trouble. I mean, if you see me, I'm telling you people, you need to see me. Like I can never be a troublemaker.
Gwendo.
I swear to God.
Be careful.
They call me Gwendo, actually. Oh, my God. Yeah, and so that's some of the radio shows that I did. And then on TV, I did the morning breakfast show, Hello. I was a reporter on Hello, which is the morning breakfast show. I also did Tam Tam Weekend for about 3 years, which is like the biggest and oldest TV programs on the Cameroon Radio Television, Tam Tam Weekend, which is a Sunday afternoon entertainment program. Mm-hmm. And I also did a Cell Affair, which is like an entertainment program. It's like more like a concert, like a monthly concert that is organized, but it's live on TV.
Live on TV.
Yeah, with some of the best artists of the moment at that time. So Cell Affair, it's like, it's a party. That's what Cell Affair means. Okay. It's a party. So we kind of come together with all these people, these artists who are making waves out there, and then we have a showtime. We just have a beautiful TV moment. And then I was also doing Destinations, which is a program that I created. Destinations, which is celebrating our culture and tourism. So I kind of take people around to discover my beautiful country, discover the people, the food, you know, and all of that, the traditions, the culture, and the tourism, as the name goes. Mm-hmm. And then I also came up with this program, Celebrate Cameroon, which I did a couple of editions in different countries. It's more of a celebration of, you know, our Cameroonians in the diaspora. So celebrating outstanding Cameroonians in the diaspora. So we're able to do an edition in Paris, one in Belgium, and three in the United States. So two in Washington, D.C., one in Houston.
And you know, when you told me about that, I said, in Washington, D.C., and I was not invited?
I am just so sorry about that. But right now, you're on board for Celebrate Africa. Celebrate Africa is the new baby.
That's it. And you know, when you were going through the programs that you have done, when you were back home on radio and television, it's like you've been doing everything out there.
I mean, you know what it is. In Africa, you just gotta do everything. You kind of do whatever you see. Actually, what I think is when you have a passion for something,
yes,
it keeps burning out to different directions. Like, you can't really follow the
branches,
the flow.
Just keep going out, you know? But anyway, if you're out there and you're listening, this is the African Beat on the Voice of America. And my guest is Gwendolyn Fungu from CRTV in Cameroon and also here in New York. And today she's down here with me in Washington, D.C. Well, we'll be right back with more. And when we come back, we'll be looking at Celebrate Africa, the new program that our guest is trying to put together, how to celebrate Africans in the diaspora. That is huge. But we're going to come back with that. But right now, I want to bring you another song. And this one is by Charlotte Dipanda, right?
Charlotte Dipanda. And
Charlotte Dipanda.
I believe the title of that song is Ndolo Bukate.
Ndolo Bukate. And you said that one is Some Love?
Some Love.
Let's give some love
some
now.
Some love. Ooh. Love to you guys.
Love to everybody out there. And Charlotte Dipanda, if you're listening right now, if you're out there, wherever you are.
She's in Paris.
Okay, well, how can you say that in French, that we love you? It's your turn, right?
Oui. We love you, Charlotte Dipanda. Nous t'aimons beaucoup, Charlotte Dipanda. Merci pour tout ce que tu fais pour la culture et la musique camerounaise et africaine.
Well, thank you very much. And so let's enjoy this one now. Ndolo Bukate, Some Love by Charlotte Dipanda from Cameroon, currently in Paris.
Natiki wan ndolo neta. Nabia na wando mendebe nunye na mulima mwa mupasino na sima pula e pula wo non gomba kane no io io dolo sima kwale watobo tobo na poende oja kwa sonando lo bukate io io dolo sima kwale watobo tobo na poende oja kwa sonando lo bukate. Ngele tembo na menende si songo ngome yandembo hey di mende sa wala uboso neitapan na biya na wando mende be. Nasima kwane watobo tobo na bainde oja kwa sonando lo bukete. Nasima kwane watobo tobo na bainde oja kwa sonando lo bukete.
Wonderful time, beautiful music, and it's coming from a beautiful lady. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. I'm David Van Der Heer in Washington. My guest is Gwendolyn Fungo from CRTV in Cameroon. And we are having a blast right now.
Definitely. I was going to tease you. Did you get anything from that song, Dolo Bukate? Like, do you want to do like a little refrain for us? Now, that's a challenge. Challenging you in your own house.
Giving some love. Tell me, what else is more precious than that? That when you give some love to someone that is close to your heart, some love, oh my God. I think that's the only thing I can think of when you know when you talk about giving some love. It's like, yeah, you're doing this for somebody that is very close to your heart.
Mm-hmm.
That you want to give some love to, that you want to make feel the moment that you're together. What are you laughing, Gwen? Come on now.
Oh, that's true, definitely.
Uh-huh.
That's it. All right. We're giving you out so much love today, guys.
All right, and that is so beautiful. Well, let's come back now and let's talk about Celebrate Africa. You are putting together this new program. In as much as you were doing Celebrate Cameroon,
yes.
You know, now you want to incorporate the whole of Africa, looking at the African talent. So throw some light on that.
Celebrate Africa. Stronger together. So we are stronger together, and that's really the idea that's behind Celebrate Africa. It's a TV show that brings together, you know, individuals in the diaspora, that's Africans residing outside their countries of origin. So you can be in any sector of or work of life. You know, we're bringing you all together. You can be in business, you can be in movies, you can be in music, you can be in entrepreneurship, you can be in philanthropy, health, whatever sector it is that you find yourself. If you're outstanding, if you're doing something great for your community, we have to celebrate you. And this is a platform where we all come together in the same place at the same time on the same TV platform and celebrate our continent and our culture and diversity. So I'm just calling on all Africans out there, if you're listening to me, just get in contact with Mr. David Bendy, okay? I don't have to call you Mr. right here. Definitely.
I know.
But that's how they're going to come to you, definitely. They won't come and say, I'm looking for this person. Just get in contact with him. He's right here at the Voice of America, and he's going to lead you through. He'll tell you how to be part of the program. So we're working on it. The recording should be between the 7th and 8th of October, 2017. Okay.
Well, that's awesome, and for all Africans out there, whatever you do, you know, it's time to celebrate ourselves. You know, I say, if we don't celebrate us,
yeah,
who else is going to do it for us?
Yeah,
we have to celebrate ourselves. We have to celebrate us, and that's a huge show. So we're looking forward to that, and we'll bring you more information on that right on the African Beat, right here on this show. And from time to time, you'll be hearing more from our guest, who is now going to be a partner to the African Beat, and that is Gwendolyn Fungo.
Definitely, Victor, definitely. I will be here anytime you need me. I just wanted to add something a little bit more on Celebrate Africa. So, like I said, we are celebrating all of those people who have defined themselves by the impact that they bring to their community and their society. So we want to celebrate you. We want to celebrate you. If you feel like you know someone in your community who is doing something exceptional, who is receiving an award for something that he's done, let us know about it so we can celebrate him. And we are currently working with we sent out a couple of letters for media partnerships, because we don't want this program to be only maybe on one media. We want it to be able to be broadcast on, you know, different media platforms in Africa. So we want all of you Africans to come together. We're working with other media hands, you know, brothers and sisters from other media organizations from different countries. David Bendy is already here. And if you feel like you have something to add, feel free to contact us.
All right. Well, that's well said. And we're going to put all of that together. Don't hesitate to contact me out here at the Voice of America, African Beat. You know our email now. It's africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. So you can send us your email, all right? This is so beautiful. And now, you know, I want to come back to one song. You know, it's the African Beat and people are expecting a lot of music. But today we're going to take more from Cameroon. And there's this song titled Come We Stay.
Come We Stay.
Come We Stay by Blanche Bailey. So yeah. Come We Stay, how can we interpret that?
Well, Come We Stay is like this phenomenon where you find people living together when they're not married.
Like usually, a man and a woman living together.
Exactly.
And they're not married.
Exactly. But it's more considered a woman's thing. Like a woman who moves into a man's house,
mm-hmm.
who has not married her, you know, who's not paid a bride price and all that. So you just come to the guy's house.
And
you
stay.
Come and stay in the guy's house. So the come we stay phenomenon is something that is really eating into the society. And it's a phenomenon that we are really fighting against, because you find a lot of women being abused at the end of the day. They don't get no ring, they don't get no recognition. And God forbid if they have kids, and if something happens to their partner, these kids don't have a future.
And sometimes they're even kicked out.
So it's something that we are not saying that if you love someone, you can go stay with him. But try to, you know, I don't know. Let
something happen. Make
something
it official.
Something has to be done. If he loves you that much.
Yeah, in Sierra Leone, we call it tap to me.
You see? So that phenomenon is like all over the world.
Okay.
It happens. So I think that Blanche Bailey, who is an upcoming Cameroonian artist, doing a great job. She's actually advocating against the phenomenon of Come We Stay.
All right, well, let's enjoy the music now. Come We Stay by Blanche Bailey from Cameroon. And this one was selected by our guest.
Yeah.
It was not selected by me. It was selected by...
yeah.
By Gwendolyn here. And I think she's also advocating for that too, because the way you hear her speak...
As a Christian woman,
uh-huh.
I would never stand for the fact that another sister of mine moves into a man's house who hasn't done the right thing.
So there is no come we stay in that.
So it does not really happen. As a Christian woman, you can't move into somebody's house without the right thing.
Exactly.
So it means you can be staying there and doing stuff that you don't have to do,
mm-hmm.
because you're not married yet to the person. So.
All right. Well, let's enjoy the song Come We Stay right now by Blanche Bailey. And we'll be right back after the music.
Come we stay. I know I'm here. Come we stay.
Yeah, well, come we stay. Make sure you don't come we stay. If somebody says come we stay, check it out and make sure the right thing is done.
I know before you get into come it. We stay. I know want me come we stay.
I know want me come we stay.
That's what she says.
Oh man.
Say if you say you love me, you must come go see my mommy.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yes, if and you so say you love like, me, come go see my mommy or come go see my papa.
Yeah, I
don't
want me, I
can't
stay. Yeah.
Me, I don't want come we stay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I think I love that. I will say it in Creole. You say, me, I don't want be tap to me.
Uh-huh.
If you say you want me,
you go
can
to
go
the
see
right
me mama or you go see me papa.
Finish.
Not to tap to me business. Uh-huh. All right. This is the African beat on the Voice of America. Yeah, I'm mixing the Creole and some pidgin here now, and it's making it very interesting. This is the African beat, and my guest is Gwendolyn Fungu from CRTV in Cameroon, and she's right here. Remember, we're coming up with the Celebrate Africa, where we're going to celebrate talents from Africa here in the diaspora. Don't forget to contact us at africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. All right, tell us again what you think about this show. If you have any requests, you can also call us here in the United States on 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and you leave your message. This is your super show, broadcasting Mondays through Fridays, 0900 and 2000 Universal Time on your dial. And back to my guest. When you do all this stuff, you're on radio,
yeah,
on television, and you are a lady or a woman, I would say, that young girls in your community,
yeah,
in your country, across Africa, will be looking at and say, wow, she's achieved all of this. If I have the chance or I have the opportunity, I want to be like her. But, you know, these days, so much is going on in Africa.
Mm.
Our little girls are being forced into marriage.
Yeah.
Even before they start school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of them will be in school and they'll be rooted out of school and giving to an old man to get married to.
Yeah.
We are fighting against all of this. And some of our parents are pushing even our girls into prostitution because they want those girls to go out there and make some money so that they can be able to take care of the home,
yeah,
because of poverty.
Yeah.
But if some of these girls look at you and they admire you so much, and they walk up to you one morning, maybe you're going to your show, and they walk up to you and say, oh, my sister, I love you so much, I've been watching you, and I want to be like you.
Yeah.
What would you advise them?
Well,
and you know their circumstances, you know their situation.
Well, I'm just going to take it from a personal story, like how my story was. I remember before I went for the audition to become the presenter of the Cash TV show, I had no idea that I was ever going to be on TV or radio. I was just in the university doing my work, going to school, and I was translating notes for a living to pay my fees and take care of my younger brother. And, you know, in the back of my mind, I just knew that once I'm done with school, I'll be going to the village to tell my parents, because my parents had retired and they'd gone back to the village. And you know what it is, back in Africa, when you're retired, it's like you're finished. You know, you just go back home, there's really nothing, the retirement benefits never come and all that. And so I remember being called someday, but I would say what really put me in that place was because I found myself doing the right thing, okay? Which means that by the time that my classmates were going out to party, I was breaking my back trying to translate notes from English to French, you know, to sell and make money in school. And I happened to have transcribed a movie, and then this movie won an award. And so this guy got a big contract with an international organization, and that's how he got me on board. And I started working with GTZ, which is based in Cameroon. It's a German international organization. I started doing communication works for them, translating and all that. And so when the opportunity came for the audition, I had a backup. I had a reference that was placed in by my current, you know, employer. Okay. And remember, I was still in school at that time. But then how did I get there? Through something that I was doing, you know, I got into that place. And so I remember going in for this audition, there was like 300 people. The day I got the call, they asked me, Miss Gwendolyn, are you available to come for an audition at the CRTV on this day? I said, yes, I am. And so they brought me in. And then, you know, I went there. I remember that I saw all these known faces. They kept pushing me to the back. And they were like, oh, I have a program at 1 o'clock. Oh, I have a program at 2 o'clock. Oh, I was nobody. So they kept pushing me at the back. But I sat there and I was talking to God and I said, God, I need this. You know that I need this. And I know that you can give me this thing that I'm counting on so much right now. Because if I don't get this job, I know I'm going back home to the village. I might become maybe a bobolo seller or mango seller or anything, whatever it is. I will be back home.
Or become
home.
Somebody's wife.
Because it's not easy getting a job back home. Because there are too many unemployed youths out there who have finished school who don't have the opportunity of going to school. So, just to come back to that, I believed in myself. I surrounded myself with a positive vibe. I don't know where I got that from, but I think that parents do have a role to play, because my dad had always been that person telling me, you know, when tomorrow you go stand at a bank to get your salary, they're not going to call my name. They will not call Fungu Joseph. They will call Gwendolyn Fungu. And you will be the one to go pick up the money. But if you don't work hard today, you will never get to that point. And so that thing stuck in my head. And I remember that my dad told me the kind of friends that you make can easily determine if you succeed in life or not. Mm-hmm. And I put that in my mind and I said, I don't want to make friends with dull people. All these girls who believe that one rich guy should just come and marry them and give them everything. I don't think that I can really make friends with those kind of people. You have to have something. There has to be something that you're adding to me, a value that you're adding to me. And so those were the little things that I kind of put together, which I tell my, you know, my younger sisters and brothers, those who look up to me, I tell them, don't lose focus. You know, you have the right to dream, but your dream should not end there. You don't just dream and stop there. You have to look around, surround yourself with people that can make that dream come true. Look at the things that you need to put together to make sure that that dream comes out into a reality and start working on it. Put out a plan and start working towards realizing that dream. And you would see that between you and the realization of that dream is only time. But you already have the solid base. So what I will tell all of those who are listening to me right now, young girls, guys, whoever, you know, who need some encouragement, there is nothing. Just like I was telling the woman who carried me in the Uber, who brought me here, that the distance between you and your success is you. You are the distance. You are the hindrance. You can either be the hindrance or the blessing. Your success is already assured. That's something that God has given to us. It's a given as children of God. But for you to get to that point of success, it's you. It's just like the power of the mouth. Mm-hmm. The things that you say about yourself, the things that you declare about yourself, the way you think about yourself.
Yeah.
Those are the things that contribute to make you succeed or not. I can go on and on with
this. Well, this is one very, very successful young woman that I have met in a long time. And I think those young girls and young guys out there that have been listening to you for this short period have learned a whole lot.
Yeah.
You know, that distance between you and your success.
It's you.
It's you.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. This is the African beat, and you've heard that. I don't need to say any more on that. But let's go back to our music. And when we come back, we'll be saying bye-bye to our guest. But this time, I want us to take a song by Mr. Leo. Mr. Leo is another top Cameroonian artist. And this is Jame Jame. But let me go to my guest because she selected this other song. And tell me, what is Jame Jame?
Jame, jame, jame means never.
Never.
Never, never. So he's like basically saying never, never twice. And he's making a love confession to this young lady. And he's saying, I go leave you jamais, jamais. Jamais, jamais. I'm never going to leave you. I'm never going to separate from you. I'm never going to divorce from you. It's basically a love declaration that he's making to this woman that he loves.
Wow.
You know, because she's been this person. She's been supportive. She's been with him all through his life. And, you know,
So if I say, I will leave you, jamais, jamais, that means I will never leave you.
Well, that's a confession. You know what? Confession is made unto righteousness. Like what you say with your mouth, it could come to reality.
All right. Well, let's enjoy this music now. Jamais, jamais, never, never. The sound of Mr. Leo, straight from the heart of Cameroon. We'll be right back.
Ooh.
Alpha Beta Records.
Bébé, tu me connais? Ouais. Je mourrais pas si je pouvais. Ouais. Juste pour te voir sourire. Jusqu'à la fin de nos vies. Si je pouvais, je le ferais.
A tous les autres filles, hasta la vista. I'm not a playboy. I go mare mare, I go mare mare na you. I go mare mare, I go mare mare na you. I go leave you jamais, jamais. Jamais, jamais. Séparer, jamais, jamais. Na, na, na. Jamais, jamais. Eh ouais, oh, jamais, jamais. Oh, oh. Jamais, jamais. Divorcer, jamais, jamais. Na, na, na. Jamais, jamais. Girl, I'm living my life. Girl, I'm living my life with you. And if I go die, girl, I swear I go die for you. Now so we be starting, okay, okay, lele. I go love you forever, okay, okay, lele. Repose ta tête sur ma poitrine. Écoute mon cœur qui bat. Je ne sais pas si je peux vivre loin de toi. I go mare mare, I go mare mare na you. Hey. I go mare mare, I go mare mare na you. Hey. I go leave you jamais, jamais. Jamais, jamais. Séparer, jamais, jamais. Na, na, na. Jamais, jamais. Hey, hey, oh, jamais, jamais. Oh, oh, oh. Jamais, jamais. Divorcer, jamais, jamais. Na, na, na. Jamais, jamais. I go leave you jamais, jamais. Jamais, séparer, jamais, jamais, oh, jamais, jamais. I never let you go, jamais, jamais, hey, jamais, jamais. Divorcer, jamais, jamais, oh, jamais. It's never too late, it's never too late to love. It's never too late, it's never too late to love. Baby, toi-même tu vois notre amour, c'est mon cœur. Baby, follow me, go. Mukelele. I go mare mare, I mare mare na you. Hey. I go mare mare, I go mare mare na you. Hey. I go leave you jamais, jamais. Jamais, jamais. Séparer, jamais, jamais. Na, na, na. Jamais, jamais. Hey, hey, oh, jamais, jamais. Oh, oh, oh. Jamais, jamais. Divorcer, jamais, jamais. Na, na. Jamais, jamais, I go leave you jamais, jamais, oh, jamais, jamais, séparer, jamais, jamais.
Jamais, jamais, never, never, Mr. Leo, beautiful music, and you are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America with my special guest today from CRTV in Cameroon, and that is Gwendolyn Fungu. Well, Gwendolyn, I want to thank you for being here today. It's been a pleasure walking this show with you, and so tell me something that you have not told me before.
What have I not told you before? Well, I think I've told you a little bit about everything.
Okay.
Except for the fact that I'm going to be here. Even when you don't need me, I'll be here. You know what they call super glue? You know, like super glue? It's like when you find something that you think you need, you stick on it.
You stick on
you
it.
You hold on to it so tight.
Uh-huh.
So definitely, guys, listening to me, you'll be hearing more of me, you know, more often.
Uh-huh.
And you have to just bear with me. I love you guys. And I was just so happy to be your guest today. And I hope we can do this again.
Definitely, we're going to be doing it again. And so thank you so much, Gwendolyn. It's been a pleasure working here with you. And to all everybody that is listening to the African Beat out there, I want you to know that she'll be right back on the show, okay? Well, and don't forget to keep joining us. Send us your emails, africanbeat@voanews.com. And if you want to send us a voice request, you can call us on 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and you leave your message. Well, with all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. And on behalf of my guest that will now officially say goodbye, Gwen.
Okay, guys, I love you guys. I'm going to give you my Facebook for those who maybe want to contact me on Facebook. For now, that's what I have. I also have a LinkedIn. My LinkedIn is just Gwendolyn Fongu on LinkedIn. Gwendolyn is GwendolynFonguh on LinkedIn. And on Facebook, it's NgwenGeh Eliza Blessing. So it's Ngwenge Eliza Blessing. That's my Facebook handle. And I'll definitely be happy to receive messages from you guys. Love, love, love you guys. Mm,
all right. And so we're going to climax today's show with Pala Pala Women.
Yes, Mani Bella Pala Pala.
Pala Pala Women. Oh my God. I just love the title of this song. Yeah. Pala Pala Women and Pala Pala Men. So mm-hmm. if you are Pala Pala Women or you are Pala Pala Men out there, can we dedicate it to them?
Crazy in love. People who are crazy in love.
Yes, you know? If you are crazy in love, then this one is going out to you. Mani Bella from Cameroon is going to sing that. And with all of that today, I am David Van Der Heer in Washington saying bye-bye.